Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930-5940 and 154-55 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
11 people died in an accident this morning when a Zimbabwe-bound Goodwill luxury coaches bus collided head-on with a private vehicle in Limpopo province, South Africa.
Chitungwiza Mayor Philip Mutoti says his council is failing to investigate corruption allegations leveled against some named officials and land barons in the satellite town, fearing reprisals from local government minister Ignatius Chombo.
President Robert Mugabe expected to read the Riot Act at the ZANU-PF Politburo meeting tomorrow as the race to succeed him intensifies.
It's difficult to speculate what will come out of this particular meeting. Given that, I think the issues of succession and the factional fighting in the provinces have gone that far. But I think there will likely be a resolution to postpone whatever elections that were supposed to be held in December.
Chitungwiza Mayor Philip Mutoti says his council is failing to investigate allegations of corruption leveled against some named officials, fearing reprisals from local government minister Ignatius Chombo. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Chitungwiza.
Mayor Mutoti told Studio 7 after launching the Mayor's Christmas Cheer Fund at Makoni Shopping Center today that he is not happy with allegations of corruption in the acquisition of residential stands leveled against some named council officials and other land barons in the satellite town. Mutoti says he fears that he may be fired by local government minister Ignatius Chombo if he probes those officials.
I don't think it would be best. What I'm going to do, I'm going to follow what is the minister say, because that's what is on the ground. I can't do on my own things because I'm just doing what the minister says, because that's the local government.
Councillor Mutoti, however, says his council will only act on the allegations if an audit team set by Minister Chombo completes its inquiries into the land allocations that resulted in several people building state-of-the-art structures on land not designated for residential purposes.
We are waiting for the land auditing, which was sent by the minister, in order for them to give us the result. Then we wait for the government to take the action.
Some of the officials accused by some residents of being involved in land scams in the Chitungwiza municipality include the former deputy mayor of the town, ZANU-PF councillor for Ward 23, Frederick Mabamba. Mabamba says his hands are clean and disputed claims by some residents that he is working in cahoots with Chombo to illegally acquire land in Harare's dormitory town.
They just dream and say things unvalidated, and they believe that which they believe is true. But if you are a qualified journalist who would want to give people correct information, you come and ask. We tour and walk, and you check and get it. But if you lambaster people without getting the source of the information, then we wonder whether you want people to know the truth or you want people to float in the clouds without the truth of what is being asked.
Minister Chombo made headlines 2 years ago when his ex-wife produced a list of properties owned by the senior government official in their acrimonious divorce case. For his part, Minister Chombo told the Herald newspaper 2 weeks ago that all the properties that he has acquired in his lifetime were not purchased corruptly. Although many Chitungwiza residents are questioning Mabamba's properties in the town, the ZANU-PF councillor revealed that he has also acquired a stand where he intends to build a university starting next year.
Nobody's above the law. All that I own, all that which is owned by the cooperative, was acquired above board. It's only that people wonder and they think it was fraudulently done. But nobody's above the law. Even if you go to Kanzo, the pieces of land that are owned by either a school or by either the cooperative, people are paying to Kanzo over those piece of land. So you cannot fraudulently own a piece of land which is in council files and you say it was wrongly got. It's not true. But people are making a field day with the false information.
Among other properties, Mabamba owns several schools and colleges in Chitungwiza, and one of the schools was named after him. Reporting for Studio 7 from Chitungwiza, this is Thomas Chiripasi.